Welcome to Ohtani Comes to America, a show about the true GOAT, Shohei Ohtani. I'm Kev.
And I'm Jack.
Wait up, let me see if y'all can hear it. Yeah, those are my tears rolling down my eyes. The end of an era with Ohtani. Played his hopeful last game with the Angels, but went out in a little bit of a sad way. Last time we had an episode was right around the time we found out that he wasn't going to be pitching for the rest of the season, but he'll still be batting, and we know the boy can hit. The boy still has some stats to chase, but even that was short-lived.
Yeah, and some people were questioning, like, oh, should he even keep doing that, coming into free agency, and health already being an issue with this and stuff. But he was going out there and being productive and everything, and even when he had TJ surgery before, he still hit throughout that rest of September and stuff, so it could have happened. But you know, he played for like a week or two after our last episode at the beginning of September. And then literally his agent gives a press conference saying, just want to clear the air about the stuff with the Angels and all that stuff, saying there was no bad things on either side. Everyone knew the situation. They were getting different information, etc. And saying that this was in a different place within his elbow in terms of where the ligament and bone stuff was. You know, we don't need to get into all the medical info, but he was saying, like, this is the best outcome we could have hoped for, given the situation with his arm. And then right after he gives that press conference at Angel Stadium, Ohtani is out taking batting practice on the field. There's a bad pitch thrown. He takes an awkward swing. He goes day-to-day with the right oblique thing, with tightness there. And then he's basically just day-to-day for, like, 10 days. Where they keep saying, oh yeah, he might play tomorrow, he might play tomorrow. He never plays. And then, like a little over a week later, it's a Friday night, super late. This like cryptic message comes out from Angels beat reporters of, oh yeah, all Ohtani's stuff is gone, his water bottle's in the trash. Like, what's up with that? Did something happen? Or he's just done? He's like, all right, I'm out of here. And basically, the next day, they announced confirming he was done for the season, wouldn't be hitting anymore either. So he essentially didn't play from, like, I think it was September 10th. And for the better, in terms of you really didn't need to keep playing. You want to keep your value and everything as high as possible. And there was just 0-0-0 shot the Angels had any playoff chance at that point. And of course, for us, it would have been fun to see him, like, pad his numbers. And we were making all these predictions the last episode around how many homers he would get into and everything in the race with Olsen. But I think this ultimately worked out for the better. I think if they were in the playoff race, the right oblique tightness would not have been a thing like it was, because that was only the third game he'd missed all year at the beginning of that. So it might have been a different situation, but yeah, given the circumstances, it was unnecessary. And then he was like back in the dugout for a couple of games that weekend that happened. And then he came back for the last two games of the season at home as well, just to be in the dugout. And he was like laughing with teammates and giving tips and all that stuff. But definitely a weird ending, partially because one, his season was already over. Like first it was over the two-way player aspect. Then he was shut down entirely. And then we had to wait until the actual end of the season. So there was no, you know, big farewell from Angels fans as far as when he was actually on the field. Which you can feel bad for them that they didn't get to give him that. It's not their fault. The organization is run so terribly. But yeah, just kind of a anticlimactic ending into this period of his career, this era.
Yeah, I mean, anticlimactic is putting it nicely almost. Cause I feel like it got messy a little bit with like that coming out. Like, oh, the locker room and blah, blah, blah. Seems like a bad breakup or like the girlfriend that stormed out or the boyfriend, the husband, whatever you want to put it. But yeah, it was like weird. We went from 2-3 episodes ago saying like, yo, this one of the craziest MVP seasons. Like, what is he going to do? What is he going to break? To, all right, whatever. He's still going to get MVP. He's not going to pitch more, but he can still go crazy with home runs. Do your thing. Like, pat the stats. To like, we're not even getting that. And like, this is ugly. And like, again, this like beautiful part of the game, the camaraderie, the sportsmanship, and like the Angel Stadium and having like a ceremony because think everyone's prepared for him to leave Anaheim. And yeah, like people couldn't say goodbye. It was just messy, bad, sad. Every bad word you can think of, throw it out there. So one of the worst case scenarios when it comes to that. On top of that, obviously talking about surgery, like how's that gonna come out? There's a lot of uncertainty in the air. There's just like a loss here for everyone, including Ohtani and obviously the fans and the Angels organization and all that. Like, it's just, we know he's probably going to end up fine and he'll pick it back up, whether it's just batting or whatever. And I do agree, stop playing. You're going to still get the MVP, which is one of the good things that could come out of this. Go heal. Go have your surgery. Go do whatever you have to do to be better and have a good season next year whenever you do come back.
Yeah, and last time we didn't know the full details on the injury or which surgery he would get. And they've still been a little vague on it, but basically he did have a surgery on the 19th for September. And it was the same doctor who performed his last TJ. But this wasn't like a full normal Tommy John surgery because of the repair aspect specifically versus just kind of redoing it or whatever. You know, we don't need to get into all those details, but essentially what it means, most importantly, is kind of the same result anyway, where he won't be pitching all of next year. He will supposedly be ready to start hitting at the very beginning of next season, where if it was a full-on Tommy John, he might have had to wait another month into the season or something. But even then, timelines can vary. We saw Bryce Harper come back quicker than anyone this past year from it. So we'll see how that develops too. But essentially, the idea is Ohtani hitting all of next season, and then he for sure wants to do pitching again coming back in 2025. We've already kind of gone into that, and like you said, what that means in terms of losing money on this upcoming contract. But I think that kind of goes hand in hand with this deflating end of the season in the same way. And it doesn't feel as exciting going into free agency for him as I thought or hoped it would with a combination of all these factors. But it is kind of crazy to think like he's officially done as an Angel. We both don't really want him to go back there just because of how the organization is. The Athletic just put out this article basically confirming how cheap they are with everything, with facilities, technology, people hired in the organization, etc. And, you know, we're in the middle of playoff baseball right now, and we still haven't seen what type of player Ohtani is in those situations. Like, we saw in the World Baseball Classic him step up in the pressure, be amazing, and we see how players like Carlos Correa, for example, gets a ton of hate, but you can't deny when October comes, he thrives in that spotlight. You know, we talk about the potential of Ohtani and what he can tap into. I feel like we haven't even seen the heights of him because he never gets a chance in the actual playoffs. So I'm sure he's also himself thinking right now, man, I still want to be playing at this time of year and experience that. So I think we can do an episode exploring different teams and stuff at some point, but my biggest hope is I just want him to actually go somewhere that's competing and to actually see him in the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be hard for me to follow those words because there's teams competing. Like, imagine Ohtani in a Twins jersey. I don't know that I'm ready for that. Would I choose that over the Angels? Maybe. But hopeful for the best on the upcoming offseason. Hopefully all the healing goes well. We'll be back to catch y'all up on all that good stuff. Hopefully some future awards coming.
Yeah, and as we're recording this the same day, they actually made the announcement of an Ohtani documentary coming to ESPN. I think it's the day after the MVP announcement in mid-November on the 17th. I don't know if that's intentional with his number there, but that should be interesting to see. So we'll for sure do an episode sometime after that covering the MVP, basically locked up, guaranteed at this point, so it won't be a big surprise, but covering that, and we'll check out the doc and see if there's anything interesting there. And yeah, when we talk about the MVP stuff, we'll do a little recap on his season numbers and stuff. This wasn't really the episode for that. We're just kind of talking about the very end of the season after we've had a little bit to sit with it after it winded down. But yeah, definitely at some point in the offseason, we'll be talking about some of this free agency stuff with other teams.
That wraps it up for this episode of Ohtani Comes to America. I'm Kev. You can find me at Same Old Kev pretty much everywhere.
And I'm Jack. You can find me at Jack Bloom Summer, some with an O, on everything.
And sad episode. No AKAs, but I'll give you one.
All right.
There's a future one. What I'm hoping is, you know, Shohei, AKA the real Wolverine, because we need you to heal.
Hey.
Like ASAP. No Riri.